A few months ago, I introduced you to Pancho, a wayward sea lion who lives in the marina in Cabo San Lucas. Pancho was in hot water with the local fishing charter captains because he'd taken to climbing aboard their boats and raiding their bait tanks. Now, Pancho had done a little damage to a boat or two, and, well, there was some talk about what to do about this pesky critter. He found himself in a similar situation as his father, who years before harassed the skipper so much that one day he just sort of disappeared. Now, the other day we had to go into Cabo on an errand, so we stopped at one of our favorite gawking corners, a place called Captain Tony's. It's located on a corner of the marina, and we settled in for a little bit of people watching when we heard this persistent honking followed by human laughter. We walked over to the edge of the dock, and sure enough, there was Pancho putting on a show for the tourists. One of the fishing boats had just docked, and Pancho came up to investigate. With one of his young pups in tow, Pancho swam up to the aft end of the boat, stuck his nose out of the water, and sniffed the air. Now, it wasn't long before he started barking at the crew, which was cleaning up the boat to ready it for the next day's trip. Pancho swam around in circles. He popped his head up out of the water. He jumped up onto the dock and dove back in, all much to the delight of the growing number of turistas who took great pleasure in the annex of a 500-pound-plus sea lion and his aquabatics. Even the waiters from the nearby cantinas stepped up to the edge of the dock to watch the show. It seems that Pancho and this crew have worked out a routine that is beneficial to both. After making his presence known, the mammoth sea lion would dive beneath the water and hide there until a crew member wiggled a sardine in the air. Then Pancho would break the surface and receive his reward. The deckhand would toss him the little fish, then turn and bow to the crowd, which would then stuff his hat with pesos and U.S. dollars. This went on for a little while until the deckhand went to the bait tank and pulled out a mullet, which is a larger bait fish, and wiggled it in the air. Pancho got pretty serious this time. He eyed the bigger fish, swam in a small tight circle, then hopped up on the deck. He struck a pose, half on and half off the deck, and held it while the tourists aimed their little point-and-shoot cameras his way. He stayed there, not moving a flipper until the deckhand tossed him the fish, then disappeared beneath the water. So it seems that Pancho and the fishing fleet have found a way to get along after all, or so the story goes. This is Ed Casilia for Utah Public Radio.